Greetings, friends. My name is Reverend Skylar Rhodes, and I have the honor of serving as the pastor of Petaluma United Methodist Church. I want to welcome you to our weekly worship podcast for Sunday, November 15th, 2020. This is an extraordinary experience of listening that we don't often do in our culture. And it's made possible by the significant efforts of so many people. I want to thank Rob Bickmore, Charlotte Peterson, Sue Sarno, Nora Talent, Bob Johns, Sekuri Yadraka, and so many others for the wonderful work in helping to make this happen. For now, though, let us find our quiet center as we prepare to hear the call to worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. It's no secret that we have been on a stressful journey. It's no secret that we miss being face to face in worship. It's no secret that there are days when we feel tired and worn out. We all know this. What we may not remember is that in all of it, God is fully present and fully able to lift us up. So come, let us give our worries and our stress to God. Come, let us reach inside and find that inner child who often hides as we get older. Come, let us abandon all that weighs us down and soar with the Holy Spirit as we worship together. Amen.
Please join me in the call to confession. Each one of us falls short of the glory that God would have us experience. Each one of us finds reasons not to take the risks for the kingdom of God. And each one of us are touched by God's call to release our fear of failure and to step openly into God's forgiving grace. Come now, let us pray in silence as we seek forgiveness and new life in Christ.
God extends grace and forgiveness to us all and calls us to offer it to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Nanon dalesoni na matakanin dai sa amin doon ang rao rosobutulu. O natada kipe kimuni, o kimuni sa tigo milo malangi. Raida me vakasa rai mai na matin tamata. Kinalinga ni nonra nonra turanga. Kina matin ivanda, kinalinga ikua ni nona marama. Sa rai vakakina na mata ikima mi vichoba na nema mikalu. Kame alololoma manda viki mami kukoya. Muni alololoma mai viki mami, ichova. Muni alololoma mai viki mami. Ki mami sa mbedi vokalivu sara. Sa oso oso vokalivu nalu iki mami. E nonon ravi vokalili ai, ersati kubodengu. Ke nonon rambe na vivilivu.
I'll be reading from Psalms 123. Verses 1 through 4. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than its fill of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud.
Koroni nonda lesoni sa koto mena maviu, na waserosu wilima, mena tinikava, kina tulusunga vulu. Nisa tuto watu kukoya, kina ndona tamata, salako kina ndona vulu tani, asa kadivira mandana nona tamata, Kasule vira na yau. Sasule vua endu e lima na talendi. Wa talendu e rua na talendi. Kenendua endu ambunga. Vira endua. Mevakara endu rotira. E endua. Nisanga ilau sarani. Ikokoa satora na talendi e lima. Salagi vipulikaya, vipulikina. Asarawata e lima tali na talendi. Sawata langaki na kokoa satora e rua. Sarawata tali e ruana talendi. I kukua satara e ndo mbau, salako ka kilia e ndo nangara, ka vune kina, na ilavo ni nona turanga. Sandende sara sanga ilako mai na turanga, na tamatunguri a satara ngira. I kukua satara e lima na talendi, salako mai ka kota talema e lima, a sakaya na nona turanga. Nuku turanga, lima na talendi kunia silia mai viau, raitha, O sarawata I lima, tali na talendi ni keni kuri. A sakai wano turanga, e vinaga sa tamata vinaga kandina. Ko sandina e na kai vidanga. O salesi ko malewa na kai vunga. Dhuru ki na marau ni nomu turanga. O ko talanga sa taura na talendi rua, sa lakumai kakaya nomu turanga, e rua na talendi kuni sa sile mai viau. Reda, O sarawata talerua na talendi me kene kuri. A sakaiwe koe nonona turanga. E vinaka tamata vinaka, kandina. Ko sandina na kai vidanga. O salesi ko molewa na kai vunga. Dhuru ki na marau ni nomu turanga. Iko kwa sataura na talendi indua, mbonga. Salau mai kakaya nomu turanga. O sakile iko ni ko satamata lawa kindrenre. Kasa tamusuka e nabunua koe a ko sa senga ni kamuraga kina. Ka kumuna mai nabunua ko sa senga ni vimbia ka kina. E kau sa rari kina ka alagi bunia na talendi e nangele. Reda ongo na nomu talendi sa soli televeiko. Sanga ibosa vira na noturanga ka kaya. A tamata thaa ka pudisa. Ko sa kila ni sa tamusuka e nabunua. Ka wasanga ni kamburaga kina, ka kumuna mai nabunua, ka usasanga ni vimbiaga kina. O koyango e kilikina ke iko, musulia na nongu ilavo, vira ni tau ke inimbangi. kani salago mai memang gitaura nono nugu kena kena kere telenga o koe mendong ke kota tani wana talendi kasulewa satu bi koe na talendi tini ni satu wana tamata indona ka enanga sulewa na lebu ni nona ka yena tamata sa seni tu wa indona ka enanga kota ni wa na ka satu wa yena tamata tawayanga ungo mundom bita kena butu buto ito tumba enanga utangi kina ka ba sengurung gurung bati dingurawa na kaluna no bosa enda rongo da rawa na mata ka indinda
Our scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew. For it is as if man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See? I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid. And I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave! You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him. And give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Good morning, friends. It's such a joy to be here with you and, to reach out through the ether as we continue our worship together. This morning, our sermon title is, Are You Risk Averse? And we're preaching from the gospel that you just heard, Matthew 25, 14 to 30. Would you pray with me? Holy and wonderful God, we come this day as your people. And as we unpack the word from our sacred text this day, may the meditations of our common heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, God, for you and you alone are our rock and our redeemer. To you and you alone do we owe our allegiance. Amen. So when I was a young guy starting out on my own in my first real job, one of the first things I did at the urging of my family was to meet with a financial advisor to set up my retirement and my pension funds and savings and all of that. And now, at this end of the tunnel, boy, am I glad I did that. But I remember sitting with this financial advisor guy and talking about this, and one of the first questions he asked me was, are you risk averse? And I kind of stared blankly at him, risk-averse. What's he talking about? Well, he was a patient man and explained the rules and the vagaries of investing and how I could potentially earn more if I was willing to take a higher risk with the possibility of losing my hard-earned money. Risk-averse, they call it. Well, I decided that I was moderately risk-averse. And that served me well in the financial realm. So now, in partial retirement, I get to have some of that coming back to me, and I'm grateful. This parable we shared today, though, is often interpreted this way, in a financial kind of way, and it's understandable if you read over it again. In fact, over the years, I've heard it used to justify investment capitalism, but I say, if we look in a cursory way at this, again, easy conclusion to arrive at. After all, you have people with three different amounts of money, right? And the first two invested and were able to give a good return to their master upon his return. And the third person, well, he just buried it and had nothing to show when the master returned. In our economic reality, this seems to be a no-brainer. I mean, the message is obvious. Go. Invest your money, and you'll make money. Well, that may or may not be true. Somebody with more economic sense could talk about that. But I would ask us to go deeper and understand that this story isn't about what it appears to be about. Let's peer beyond the veil and think about this a little more deeply. For me, the real issue emerges when you look at that third person, or slave, if you will. What were his actions governed by? They were governed by fear. He was afraid of what might happen if he risked the money. And he lists, you know, that he knows how hard this master is, how he reaps where he does not sow, and he's a hard taskmaster. And so out of fear of what might happen if he loses it, he buries it. I mean, in his thinking, at least I won't lose anything, right? I can at least give him what he gave me. And we know how this ended up for him, don't we? But the truth, the story is really not, friends, an inducement to invest in the stock market. No. It's a call to examine our motives. It's a call to explore not economics, but faith. What is the one thing? Think with me, what is the one thing that a life of faith requires? Well, you might say, and that it requires belief. Well, what we believe does matter, but how we live, what we do matters more. I once had a very wise Jesuit priest say to me, "Please don't tell me what you believe. I'm really not interested in hearing it. Let me see what your life looks like, and I'll know precisely what you believe." So belief, yeah, it's important, but it means little if we don't boldly live out those beliefs. So a life of faith, frankly, especially our faith, requires risk. This is the crux of this story. If we choose to live into our unshakable belief in God through Christ Jesus, we will be moved, inspired, motivated to take risks. I mean, think about it. Who are the heroes of our faith? Martin Luther King Jr., who risked all for his faith. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a struggle against Nazi tyranny and was executed by them. Harriet Tubman, who risked all to help free slaves because of her faith. Oscar Romero, who risked it all trying to liberate his people and was gunned down in church while serving Holy Communion. Father Daniel Berrigan, who spent a great, great deal of time in prison because his faith called him to be a nonviolent peacemaker. Oh, it's a long list, and I could spend hours, no, I could spend days, lifting up the names of the great ones, and all of them took risks. In our parable for today, it was that third person's refusal to risk that is where we sit. It is the linchpin for us. and he earned the anger of his master because he acted out of fear and refused to risk. I know some of you might disagree or want to push back here, but really this story is about risking. It's not about a good return on one's investment. So think for a moment. If we told the story using love instead of talents, think about that. I mean, you've been given love in your life. Most of us have been blessed to have love from spouses, family, friends, and more. And all of us, friends, all of us are blessed by the incalculable love that comes to us through God's sacrifice on the cross, yes? So if we have received so much love, the faithful thing to do is to go and share that love so that it spreads broadly and everywhere. Is it risky? Oh, absolutely. If you share love, you can get hurt. People will take advantage of you. You could get robbed, even killed, but we are called to love anyway. Think about our lives together, friends. We're called not to maintain an institution or a building. We're called not to write up lists of doctrines or rules. No, we are called to love extravagantly, to be in relationship with one another, with our community, to share the same love that God poured out for us on the cross. And yep, it's risky. But this risk is the good trouble that Congressman John Lewis talked about. Lewis confronted the racists and the white supremacists there on the Pettus Bridge and through his whole life. And yes, here is another Christian who risked it all. This risk, friends, is both our calling and our heritage. And if we don't risk for the sake of love, if we don't put ourselves out there so that others might be healed, others might be saved and lifted up, then I think we need to have a serious talk with each other and with God about faith, about our faith, about the slave who buried his talent or buried love out of fear. You know, it's true, and we can't be naive. Things can and will go wrong, and still we are called. The version of Christian faith that we hear so often and tells us that your belief is like an insurance policy. If you believe, nothing bad will happen to you. In fact, if you believe, money and gifts will come your way. Well, friends, that's not true, and I'm pretty sure you all know that. Faith, real faith, is risky. And we are in the business of taking risks. Or do we slip sometimes into being, as my financial advisor would call it, risk averse? I believe, friends, that now is a moment for us to focus on the power of risky faith. In these days, as we move through Advent, as we see the coming birth of the child, and birth, as many of us know, that's risky too. But we give birth anyway. Love is risky. We love anyway. We are not, at the end of the day, you and I, a people who are risk averse. We are the good trouble, risk-taking Christians who follow a crucified and risen Savior. So I want to close today with the lyrics of a song that I like very much. And the words are attributed to Mother Teresa, who is another risk taker. And this version is by a singing group called The Roaches. And they're all Methodist preachers' kids, by the way. But listen to these words. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous, but be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough, but give the world the best you got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Would you join me in prayer? Holy and amazing God, we give you the thanks in this season for the rains that come, for this blessed creation that you have given us to live in. God, we give you thanks and you the glory, and we gather as your people seeking to live the way of your Son, Jesus Christ. And even as we gather, even as we strive and struggle to be your church, life comes to us and we struggle sometimes, God. There are those of us who are struggling with illness, those of us who are approaching surgery, those of us who have wrestled with this pandemic, and God, we pray for healing. There are those of us, God, who suffer from broken relationships. God, there is meanness and anger and hurt and woundedness, and we ask that you pour out a healing spirit upon us. God, in these days, we pray for our nation. We pray that there might be a peaceful transition of power and that our new president may be wise and guide us in goodness. And God, in all of it, we pray that we too might have the courage to risk being faithful and to find the joy in what that means, that we might spread the love we've received abroad in extravagant and wonderful ways. And so we ask for your healing spirit. We ask for a spirit of courage. We ask for a spirit of wonder and joy. And God, remind us, awaken in us those childlike hearts that allow us to find laughter and joy in each moment, even in the midst and especially in the midst of struggle. We ask this, we pray this, in the blessed and wonderful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami melo malangi, me varoro taikine damuni, me adamaina nomuni matintu, me dagana lo mamuni burbura, me bakasa daga melo malangi, ni sile me viki mami ni singongo na kaka na rutiki mami, ni bukoda manda ni nema mi dagadala, me bakaki mami sambukoda, weresa dagadala viki mami. I kako ni kotiki mami gina vere, kamu ni vambule ike mami mana va, ni sana muni na mati nitu, kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, asanga ni mundu. Amen.
Friends, we've come to the moment when we focus on returning our gifts and our tithes to the ministry of this church. We are grateful for the pledge campaign as it has been moving, and grateful to each of you who have made pledges, and grateful for those of you who are praying about and who will make their pledges as time goes forward. I'd like to ask that we enter into a moment of silence as we prepare to receive our gifts. You know that you may certainly send your checks into the church. You may donate online. And we have a new process for text giving, which also can be discovered online. Let us be in a moment of silent prayer as we contemplate our gifts for the ministry of God's church. God, we give you thanks for the bounties you have given us, and we return but a portion now for the work of your community. Create in us generous spirits, build in us the willingness to serve, and call us together in selfless love to be the church that loves and loves and loves anyway. We dedicate these gifts to your service and to the work of your church in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Hear these words of benediction. And now may the God who risked his Son on the cross for us teach us a life of joyful risk. May we go together, seizing opportunities for ministry, walking together in mutual support, and loving each other no matter where it takes us, in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, who calls us forward this day, this moment, and always. Amen.